opinions of Ricky because she tells me what to say all the time. Hi again, everybody, and welcome back aboard our local hour here on KSBT Sandpoint, KBFI Bonner's Ferry, also NorthIdahoRadio.com. You can listen to this show and any of our fine AM programming anywhere you are on your laptop or your phone or what have you.
Like anytime you want?
Yeah, I mean, you could wake up like at 3:30 in the morning and go and listen to this show.
To be put back to sleep?
Yeah, exactly.
Nice. Oh, well, okay.
Let's start all over again. Hi again, everybody. North Idaho Wednesday, North Idaho Hump Day. Time for yet another edition of Ricky's Top 10. We've got a very special edition of Ricky's Top 10 this week. Not our usual Top 10 list, but today we welcome in local young lady Camille Neuter, the Idaho Distinguished Young Women for, or Young Woman for 2021. Camille is from Sandpoint High School and will represent the state of Idaho at the Nationals next June in Alabama. Mm. And she is the very first one from Sandpoint to win the state honor. Looking forward to meeting her, and Julie Nolan is along with her, who's with Distinguished Young Women. We'll hear all about her, their experiences. And then the rest of the show after that, we'll welcome in our expert guest hosts for today, a couple of former junior Miss participants from the past, Caitlin Shook and Julia Klontz, as well as, of course, our own Ricky, who is a former junior Miss Spirit Award winner. And those three will be doing their, she calls it Miss Congeniality, actually. They'll be doing their top five favorite things about junior Miss, now known as Distinguished Young Women.
Right.
So that's what we're doing today.
There's a there's an episode of Gilmore Girls, Julia will know this, where they are doing a town reenactment of their town history, and they are trying to come up with a more socially acceptable name for a prostitute, and they come up with a woman of questionable morals or something like that.
Yes.
And it's like way too long of a description for what it is. I feel like this most distinguished young person, whatever they call it, is, reminds me a lot of this Gilmore Girls episode.
All right. Well, we'll get to our own local episode of Gilmore Girls, whatever that is, right after this.
BF Quick Lube at the top of the South Hill does more than just lubes and oil changes. They do them quick. Just stop by or call and make an appointment at 208-267-7481. Along with regular maintenance, BF Quick Lube can handle most of your other auto repairs. BF Quick Lube would like to take this time to say thank you to each of their customers for putting their trust and support in their services year after year. For a quick lube and oil change and so much more, visit your friends at BF Quick Lube on the South Hill in Bonner's Ferry.
Hi, this is Brian Ivey, service manager at Pierce Auto Center in beautiful Sagal, Idaho. Western Snowplow has extended its preseason pricing through the end of this month. And from now until the end of November, Mopar is offering a buy three tires, get the four for a dollar promotion. It's also a great time for a 4x4 service. We have them on sale for $299. Remember, our certified technicians work on all makes and models, including Subaru and Toyota. Pierce Auto Center.
Have you met the staff of Winter Ridge's Meat Department, or as we like to call them, the Boys in Red? They have a treat for you. Starting at 5 p.m. every Monday and Friday, the Meat Department is loading our hot bar in the deli with ready-to-eat, freshly smoked meats. Change up your meal plan and give your stove a rest. Plus, every Thursday, the boys will have a fresh fish special on rotation. Find us on our website, on Facebook, and on Instagram. Winter Ridge, local, natural, delicious, on the corner of Lake and Boyer in Sandpoint.
Turn your email into a $1,000 shopping spree at Bi-Mart. That's right, Bi-Mart, home of the $5 lifetime membership, is giving out $1,000 to a lucky member every week. All you have to do is go to Bi-Mart.com and sign up for our email newsletter to be entered to win. Plus, you'll get our latest savings guides, Bi-Mart big buys, and more sent directly to your inbox. Turn your email address into a $1,000 shopping spree only at Bi-Mart.com.
If you came across a child struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes, their age, the way they speak? Would you recognize a 13-year-old boy who gets into fights at school?
Not because he's a boy, but because he's hungry?
Or a 2-year-old girl who cries all night?
Not because she's sick, but because she went to bed without enough to eat.
Or maybe a 9-year-old boy who hopes a friend invites him to a sleepover?
Not for fun, just so we can have dinner.
Or a 15-year-old girl who goes for walks over lunch so her friends won't know she doesn't have anything to eat?
I am the 1 in 7 American children who struggle with hunger. Kids you pass by every day, but never knew were hungry. I am Child Hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong.
North Idaho's Radio, 1400, 1450 AM and 97.1 FM.
All right, we are back here on those aforementioned radio stations, as well as NorthIdahoRadio.com. It's Wednesday, so time for our weekly Ricky's Top 10. But as I mentioned in the intro, a very special edition of Ricky's Top 10 this week, as we talk primarily about Idaho distinguished young women, and the Idaho representative from Sandpoint High School is Camille Nutter. Camille, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me here.
Just look at that smile.
I know.
No
I
wonder
get it.
She won.
I totally get it.
Well, those of you listening can't look at that smile, but you can look at her picture in the Daily Bee. It was, what, last week or something. Camille, for anybody who doesn't know, and this was formerly known as Junior Miss when my kids were at Sandpoint High School, but it changed its name over the years. And what is a distinguished young woman?
So it's a scholarship program for young girls, and starting with the junior year in high school. And so they are able to participate at the local level in 5 different categories of interview, self-expression, talent, fitness, and their academics. And so those together help complete their scores for different scholarships that they can be awarded. And the winner of those local levels goes on to compete at the state and completes in that same type of competition again, and then moving forward again into nationals.
And you are the first one from Sandpoint High School to win the state competition?
Yes, yes I am. And it's been quite an honor that I feel very special for.
Yeah, and as my girls can attest to, that they didn't really know what to expect when they got into Junior Miss. But I'm so glad that they did it, because it was such a great experience to kind of bond with your schoolmates. And the rehearsals were fun. And of course, the talent night and everything was terrifying, but so worth it when it was over.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I have a question. Do you do the same talent at the local level as you did at the state?
And what was that talent?
And what was the talent?
So my talent's actually changed every step of the way.
Wow.
And it's looking like it's going to be changing again. But I'm very passionate about music and vocal performance. So that is staying consistent. At the local level, I was able to play the ukulele and sing the song True Colors by Cyndi Lauper.
I love it.
So yeah, that was a really wonderful experience for me, just getting to know that piece and the message that it talks about, just being your best self, that I really feel passionate about. And then going into the state competition, I put the ukulele away and just sang a song called Never Alone by Lady A.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I really agreed with that message too. Just wanting to help people know that they aren't alone and there's always someone in their corner with whatever they're struggling with.
Yeah.
And as it goes in towards the national competition, I'm looking into musical theater pieces. I've been able to be a part of drama for several years of my life, and it's something I really love. But yeah, so I don't know exactly what piece in particular yet, but still looking into it and having my options open.
Nice. When do you get to decide?
I think I have until March, my final decision has to be in.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah.
So with the pandemic and everything going on, how did you guys do all of this year?
Yes. So luckily we were able to have a live performance back in March. And even though it didn't look exactly how it was intended to, our audience was cut to just the immediate family of the participants. But it was really wonderful to still have that in-person big night that we'd been working so hard to build up for, and still being able to share that with our close relatives. As we were going into state, it was announced in the middle of this summer that it would be going to just virtual, which was unique for everyone involved, including all of the committees working for it. So we were able to learn alongside each other and just keep that bond together through different forms of social media, still trying to reach out and get to know the girls over countless Zoom calls.
Yeah.
But it was able to be a compilation of different pre-recorded videos as well as live Zoom calls that made up those 5 categories.
Interesting.
And so we were able to have watch parties where we watched the whole video that was put together over 3 different nights, 2 nights of preliminaries and then 1 night of the finals. And so that was really wonderful because I was able to share that with my committee and my family all together. And normally I would have just been alone on the stage. So being able to share that all together was
and
great.
A lot less pressure of possibly falling on your heels. So that's that's really nice.
Yes, very true.
I'd say it had its advantages and disadvantages. Yes. I mean, maybe an advantage for some girls would be, well, I don't have to be in front of 500 people at the Panada Theater right. and I will freeze up because that's a real thing.
It was more like 30 people at the middle school. But
well, it's come a long way since back in the olden days when you did it.
Yeah. Back
just
in my day.
Kidding. Actually, when my daughter Julia did it in 2000, she graduated in 2007, so I guess it was that spring. The Panada was sold out, and there were so many kids in the competition, they had to do it over two nights and then narrow it down to 10 and do it again. It was like, this is a marathon. It's a lot of talents to sit through there. So then, Camille, your fitness thing, is that something you're into? Do you play sports and such?
Yes, I do. I'm part of the cross-country team and
Excellent.
The track team. And I also play golf and I ski a bit, but really cross-country running has been a big part of my life.
So did you run around the stage?
Something like that. But they
be right back and run around the block.
They have a predetermined fitness routine that all of the girls are sent out. And so over the virtual program, we were given a few different videos to watch and learn on our own and then had a few group Zoom calls to practice them all together.
Wow.
But yeah, so every girl was doing the same routine and over the same time window.
Mm-hmm. Interesting stuff. So and you talked a bit about the talent. I know that Julia did. She was an athlete, so she played with a volleyball and did some basketball dribbling tricks. Ricky, what was your talent?
That's an excellent question. I sang a song. It was the best. I was in a group with Lori and Katie Shook and my friend Krista, who's an incredible
singer.
It was just, it was not fair, and I should have chosen any other talent. But I sang a Julie London song. It was very entertaining. Yeah, I wasn't going for the win. I was just there for fun. So,
totally out of her comfort zone.
Yeah.
And I am so glad she did it because it kind of changed the way she looked at high school and friends and things like that. Kind of came out of her shell a bit, I guess you could say. So, Camille, you won at state. And now tell us, you won at state. So now you go to nationals. What do you expect to see there? And I know you didn't expect to even win Sandpoint High School, let alone win at state. So those are just cherries on top of cherries. But
definitely.
What do you think you're going to see when you get to the nationals?
So it's all been very exciting and learning a little bit more each day as we start moving forward into June. But it's predicted to be right now in person in Alabama.
I hope so.
Wow.
Yes, me too. So that'll be the three nights of the performance are the 24th, 25th, and 26th of June. And so I will be down there with 50 other girls, one from each state. And so just trying to represent our country and getting to know such wonderful people that I would never have had the opportunity to meet otherwise. So I'm really excited.
And maybe go to a place that you would never, might not go to on vacation, for example, but it'd be a great cultural experience.
Yes, definitely. And like you were saying, I never was expecting to win. And so going into this national competition, I still have that kind of ideology of going to just really experience and learn and grow out of my shell, like you were talking about too. And I feel like every step along the way, that's been the big takeaway, is that there's so many wonderful experiences and life lessons to be learned through this program. And I'm very grateful for the opportunity to keep learning from it.
That's great. You talked about your talent, the fitness you could go through, which was easy for you being a runner and golfer. And but academic-wise, tell us about your academics.
Yes. Yeah, so I've actually really enjoyed learning for as far as I can remember. Even in kindergarten, I played little math games on my computer. But I have really enjoyed this new school schedule we've been getting to be in the same classes every day, which is unique for this year. And just being able to take some more rigorous courses and challenging myself in that way and trying to make sure that I'm giving my best effort both in and out of the classroom to help promote my education. And also just as I've been applying to colleges this month, it's been really exciting to just see how that scholastics is going to just carry on to later parts of my life.
I'm sure you're going to get tired of this question, but what schools are you applying to?
That was what I was going to ask.
Yeah, So as of right now, my top school is Colorado School of Mines. Wow. It's an engineering school just out of Denver. And I've really enjoyed their programs and just the type of scholastics that they've been promoting for a main focus in engineering, but with the promotion of the environmental for the environmental renewability with their energy sources,
wow,
which is something I'm particularly really passionate about, but also having a REACH school of either Rice or MIT.
Wow.
So just trying to keep my options open.
Yeah.
Yes, very excited for what the future holds.
Obviously very intelligent. You're talking about MIT. Yeah. And you want to go to the Colorado School of Mimes, so you learn to be a mime.
That's
pretty awesome. Very well rounded. Well, congratulations on all of that. And of course, I was kidding about the mime thing. And good luck. And let's stay in touch over the school year.
Yeah.
And maybe do this again just before June. And or maybe afterwards to share the experience. But Camille, congratulations, and everybody in Sandpoint is super proud of you.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me here.
Yeah, we'll do it again. We are going to take a break. When we come back, we'll continue with the Distinguished Young Women, formerly Junior Miss theme, as Caitlin Shook will join us, and Julia Klontz, former participants, as well as Ricky. So stick around.
Farmers Insurance knows that the dense coat of a brown bear on a hot summer day can make a cool swimming pool look awfully inviting. And what happens next? Well, that can sound awfully destructive. And we covered it. Talk to a farmer's agent who knows a thing or two because they've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, Exchanges, and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Call your local farmer's agent, Chris Martin, at 263-7407 or stop by 214 Cedar Street in Sandpoint.
Bonner's Ferry Pupuseria is a new restaurant in downtown Bonner's Ferry, across from the post office. Elba serves the national dish of El Salvador, pupusas. Pupusas are gluten-free, corn flour stuffed with a mix of pork, cheese, beans, and spinach. Jay also serves a great American menu. Macaroni salad, BLTs, guacamole and chips, steak burritos, egg drop soup, rice pudding, and more. Open Monday through Thursday, 11 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 11 to 9. Find Bonner's Ferry Pupuseria on Facebook.
Jim and Sunny with Parker Subaru. Question, want a car with a roomy interior, plenty of cargo space, and good fuel economy? The answer, the Subaru Forester. Get control and handling with symmetrical all-wheel drive combined with high ground clearance means the Forester holds its own off-road too.
The Forester and the rest of the Subaru lineup, the Outback, Crosstrek, Impreza, and Legacy. Plus, the Ascent is the big new SUV with all the family space you need. The Subaru Ascent offers room for eight, as well as all-weather readiness. Plus, a new turbocharged engine produces 260 horsepower. Right now, until November 15th, when you purchase a new Parker Subaru, you'll receive a season pass to Ski Lookout Pass, your number one powder place, delivering the best value, most snow, impeccable grooming, and new quad chairlift.
Parker Subaru will gladly explain all the standard safety and technology features. See the Forester at your no-problem dealership, Parker Subaru, just off Highway 95 in Coeur d'Alene.
In January of 2017, I was diagnosed with acute lymphoblastic leukemia.
And within 24 hours of that diagnosis, we found ourselves here in Memphis at St. Jude. They knew what they were doing. They knew how they were going to treat her. They laid out this elaborate plan.
We didn't know what the future was, or if there even was a future. But with St. Jude, there was.
Not that long ago, the survival rate was 4%. 4%. But through the work and research that St. Jude does, that's now 94%. And you know how that got done? It's through donations. By people getting behind this mission that no child dies in the dawn of life.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
97.1 FM, 1400 KSPT, and 1450 KBFI.
We are back. Ricky's Top 10 here in North Idaho Wednesday, North Idaho Hump Day. I'm your host, Bob Witte, joined by Ricky, Caitlin Shook, and Julia Klontz, who in recent months are no strangers to this program. So welcome back, young ladies. And we're doing this because we just had Camille Neuter on, who was not only the Sandpoint High School equivalent of Junior Miss, Distinguished Young Woman, for this last year, but then she went to state and won the first person to represent the state of Idaho from Sandpoint. And so she's going back to Alabama, hopefully, in June to compete in the Nationals. And you guys all did Junior Miss in your various years. And so we're here to talk about what it was like for you. Ricky?
Long, long ago.
Yes. Well, my two guests, Caitlin and I, did Junior Miss together because we're in the same class. And Julia did it a couple of years later.
I mean, how many? Do we want to put the number out there?
Five years after us. Right?
Just kidding. Yes.
Anyway, she's much, much younger than we are. So we're each, because there's three of us and we did our first segment already, we're each just going to do our top five favorite things about Junior Miss. I'll kick it off. My number five, I went into Junior Miss, distinguished young woman. It was Junior Miss when we did it. I went into Junior Miss knowing that I could not possibly win because, one, my grades were not good, or my fitness prowess, or my talent. Like, I was just not going to win.
Those are the three things.
Yeah. So I was just there for the experience. I wanted a new experience. I wanted to hang out with my friends. And I never took it that seriously. So my formal, there's a lot of rules for this presentation where you have to have like an inch and a half strap on your dress, which I was not going to do. I got spaghetti straps. And you had to have like, I think a 2-inch max heel on your shoe. And so I got 6-inch blue glitter platform heels.
I forgot.
Like I broke every rule that you could have. And so I knew I wasn't going to win that, but that was my favorite category because I got to like strut across the stage in 6-inch blue platform heel. I was so excited about this. So that was my number five.
No, the heels. Mm-hmm. It's so funny because my number five is being able to dress up and my outfit compared to what you just described could not have been more opposite. Like, it's so funny how people don't know that we're sisters. Mm-hmm. I was scared to wear any heel and I bought like the lowest heel. It was maybe an inch.
Right.
And I had to practice walking in them for like 2 months so I wouldn't die on stage.
Sure.
Well, you have to keep in mind when Julia, I mean, she's very grown up to be a very pretty, well-dressed, taken care of woman.
Great
in high
style.
School, she was basically a jock.
Right. Yes.
And
yes.
So getting dressed up for her, I was like, really? And
I can't wear jeans.
I was her only parent at the time, and I was like, don't ask me. I know nothing about what girls wear. Yeah.
I remember the moment where I said, Dad, this is what I have to do. And he said, hang on. And he called one of my girlfriend's moms and said, can you come help her? Which was wonderful. And it made for a good experience.
I mean,
overall,
I had Lori and Caitlin to teach me how to put on mascara and stuff like that. So I cheated a little bit.
You knew how to put
too.
On mascara?
Apparently.
Oh, wow.
Don't you remember taking our headshots for Junior Miss and you guys put
still
mascara
have them hanging
on me?
In my parents'
room. Have yours in my spare room.
Yeah, doesn't have mine.
Caitlin, you're number five.
My number five was watching Ricky do the exercise routine. It was so long.
And
it was choreographed. It was like 10 minutes or something. So we're like moving and like sporting and dancing. And like, I just remember this one part where we had to lie on our backs and kick our leg, like straight kick or whatever. Mm-hmm.
Legs are going
like
in
fully bent. Just like
I never straightened my knees. They're going in every wrong direction.
It's just like huffing and puffing. It was the best.
It was great.
Before you get to your number four, since we're going to have plenty of time here, you guys, it was a very different experience from your class of what, 2001 or two. And then Julia's in 2007.
Well, no, we graduated in 2002. So it was 2001 that we did Junior Miss.
Yeah, so I did it in 2006.
Okay.
So now everyone knows how old we are.
That
Thanks.
Fall or winter. But they were very different. I remember yours just seemed, was that the middle school auditorium?
It was the middle school auditorium.
It just didn't seem as intense as hers. It was moved to the Panada.
Oh, yeah.
And it was sold out. I mean, the place was standing room only. It's like, this is so much more intense than when you guys did it.
Well, they also had 500 girls, like every girl in her class participated.
There was 40 total at signups. I remember that because they made a big deal about how...
You guys were like 16, I'm thinking?
Yeah, something. It was
I feel like there was
around 20.
20-ish.
We ended up with... it was like 35 or 36 actually competed. Huh. A few dwindled out over the weeks. But yeah, it was... And I think that's part of why they had to move it because they couldn't have 40 girls... parents in the audience in the middle school gym. Because I remember coming to your guys's and it was like folding chairs, sitting on the gym floor, watching you guys on the stage.
Yeah.
Watching Ricky do the fitness routine.
best. It is the best.
Okay.
I am shocked you didn't win after hearing all of this about your poor grades and the fitness routine and you're breaking every clothing rule. Yeah. And this is the same girl that when she got her assigned her senior parking spot, which was a thing. I don't know if they still do that.
Yeah.
But she had a party to christen her parking spot.
I had a parking spot party. Ricky, I actually thought of you the other day because I work at the high school and I was there right at school ending and I saw two trucks parked side by side and they had one empty spot in between them. And they put out fake grass and brought lawn chairs and put a little card table. And they were all sitting. And I was like, wow, Ricky Witte.
I started
hanging
this.
Hanging tight. Yeah. It's still a thing.
Making your mark at Sandpoint High School.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to promote it. I don't know that that's a thing that the high school approves of, just to be clarified.
I never asked permission. I asked for forgiveness. I don't think,
she figured, hey, this is my parking spot. Yeah, I don't have to put a car here.
I can do whatever I want.
That's true. I forgot about the senior parking spot.
Yeah. So my number four, was my talent, which I should use air quotes for, but we're on the radio, so it doesn't matter. But I sing a song, which I can carry a fair tune.
Yes, you can.
And I had Paul Gunter just record, the bass line of the song for me because I didn't have music for it.
What song was it?
I sang Julie London's Daddy.
Yeah.
And it's all about wanting her, you know,
I want a diamond
daddy
ring.
To buy her things.
Bracelets. Oh, yeah. Everything.
Yeah.
I remember
not her father.
That now.
Yeah. And I wore a shirt that I passed off as a dress. It was a silk shirt, you know, barely thigh length, with a giant white bow.
Barely
like
thigh length.
It was black
length.
And the three quarters. It was really cute, but it was not appropriate for the setting at the middle school auditorium. Also with my 6-inch platform heels. And I sang this very provocative song.
While smoking a cigarette.
Yes. It was not, none of this, I don't know how I got this passed. I don't think I did it. I don't think I wore the dress at dress rehearsal. I think that I just put that on the day. I don't know how I got this
pass. I can't
believe
they let you interview Camille. She's a kind little soul here.
No.
She's a perfect little human being. And then why don't we turn it over to Ricky?
Julia, you're number four.
So I put the opportunity to connect with my classmates outside of the circle of friends I ran with. Because like Bob mentioned, Bob, Dad. It's weird to call you.
I know.
Yeah. I really only just hung with the teammates that I had and a few of my childhood friends, but I didn't like go outside of the volleyball and basketball realm a whole lot.
Sure.
So getting connected with these girls that I realized, wow, we go to school together. We've gone to school together for 15 years. And I don't know your last name. You know, so having this big group of 40 was a little overwhelming at first, but then it was cool to kind of make some different friends and seeing I wasn't the only one going out of my comfort zone.
Yeah.
It was these girls that have never done any sort of organized group anything, and then they were coming out too, so we connected over that, and that was awesome.
Nice. Good one.
Yeah, that's one of mine. but my number four is, kind of sounds cheesy, but it was the confidence it gave me in public speaking, because I actually won the presence and composure.
Oh, I thought you won something. Yeah.
And that's the part where you walk around in a pretty dress, and but then you have to answer this question. Mm-hmm. And I remember just kind of freeballing it in the moment. I think they give you the question before, right?
Yeah.
And then you have to kind of think about it that day. Or I don't know. Yeah,
I'm pretty sure they did it. Was they gave us a list.
A series of questions.
And then they would randomly pick one so you knew what it could be.
Right.
And there was like 15, and then they randomly picked one out, and then you... So you sort of had an answer in your head, but you don't know if that's the one. That's how they did it.
Yeah, I think that was that's how
we
did it.
Right.
Yeah. And I just pulled something out, and it turned out to be I spoke from the heart, and it turned out to be really sentimental. It was about us on the houseboat for 4th of July.
I was just gonna say,
we were talking about
4th of July with the Witties, and it's like I was really, really touched. I was like, I didn't know that meant that much to you guys.
The question was, and how I related it to the houseboat on 4th of July. But anyway.
There's something about being from a small town. And
what does Sandpoint mean to you?
How close everybody is, or something
like
that.
Yeah.
So I just pulled that out of nowhere, and it just gave me that validation that I won that. And now I kind of have a lot more ease in public speaking because of that. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, you're doing well today.
Well, thanks, Bob.
I still I took an improv class when I moved to LA because I still could not get over that. Public speech, and still even doing radio and plays and all this stuff where I can't see the audience, I get really nervous when I can make eye contact with people
me too.
In public. It just, I get scared.
Well, you're not supposed to make eye contact. That's the thing.
Well, you know, it's stuff like the chamber GML. Like, you can see the audience. You know what I mean?
You just look over their heads.
Okay. We'll talk about this later. So my number three, we already mentioned, and we don't have to get into again, but it was hilarious. And we should really rewatch the video if we could find it. My dance routine. It was ridiculous. It was the exercise routine, I should say. Really, honestly, ridiculous. I still have the shirt, though.
You do? We wore these terrible
tank tops and shorts, probably. I never wear shorts. I still don't wear shorts.
I liked the shorts.
I didn't like the shorts. And so we did this dance routine, and it was... I still remember the beginning of it. We, like, did these punches. Mm-hmm. It still feels awkward to this day doing it. It was just, the whole thing was so awkward.
Let's
for
find
me.
The video and watch it tonight.
Okay. Yeah. So that's my number three. Like, that's the first thing I think of when we talk about our junior miss.
Was there a formal wear part of it?
Yeah, that's
yeah,
what
that's
Caitlin
the interview
was.
Part. Yeah. So you like walk around and parade yourself in the dress, and you have
or
to like
6-inch heels.
Yeah.
And then you stop, and then they call you up one by one and ask.
So
questions.
Isn't it a competition amongst you young women to get your parents to buy you a certain dress? I mean, isn't that
right? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of a,
I
curled mine.
I got too. You to buy me a dress because I wore it for homecoming and for junior miss. So I wore it for homecoming the next year, which is why I campaigned so hard to be nominated for homecoming court. First one ever. That was also my first at Sandpoint High. That was the first one ever to campaign to be nominated for homecoming, because you're not allowed to campaign once you are nominated. Oh. But they never made rules against being campaigning to be nominated. And so I put up all these posters, vote Ricky for homecoming court, and they couldn't do anything about
it. Did you get nominated?
I did.
Yeah. The teachers were like, you're not running for student council.
I was so scared of even like breathing wrong in high school. I cannot believe we grew up in the same household.
I wanted to walk out on the field with my dad. I thought that was a really special moment.
They don't do that as much anymore. Yeah. But that was a big thing for us dads too. And I just remember you campaigning for that dress. It was something that I just could not afford. And
yeah.
Like, God, you're going to wear this twice in your life. And I finally gave in and go, okay, she's coming out of her shell. Here's a, whatever it was, $300 dress or something. And then we get to homecoming night where she's going to show this off to everybody. And it snowed.
It was freezing.
So nobody saw that dress.
No. But I wore it.
And since then, I wore it to one of my homecomings. Paula wore it for one of spring dance or something. And she's worn it for Halloween costumes. Like, the dress has been worn.
It was
which
like
dress?
$50 a wear. It was teal? A blue, yeah, like a teal.
Oh, that you wore for prom?
Full length. No. I don't remember. No, I don't. I worked
We've all worn it.
I wore it around the house when I was alone because I just want to get my money's worth.
Dad, we're on air.
Julia, you're
okay,
number
you can
three.
Wear dresses.
Yeah.
What are we on? Number three?
Number three.
Oh, mine was, I wrote learning new skills. So like we covered, I was very much just a jock, which we'll talk about when I get to my number two. But I had to learn how to do things on stage. I had never done anything on stage before. I was never a dancer or a singer or a performer of any kind. So that forced me out of my comfort zone and to show, oh, I can do other things other than shoot a great jump shot.
Yeah.
You know? So that was a huge takeaway for me and my overall confidence. So.
Yes. Yours are very serious and poignant.
Yeah. I had a glass of wine when I made this. Last night, not today. Just right,
sure. With breakfast, Julia and her wine, crying about junior miss. Caitlin, you're number three.
This one isn't that serious. I loved the outfits.
Oh, that's a good one.
I like the little shorts. I like the little shirt.
Did you sing for your talent?
Oh, God. Yes, it's the most cheesy, embarrassing thing, and I hate talking about it, but yes, I pre-recorded myself singing a Sarah McLachlan song and then lyrical danced to it. It was so embarrassing.
Oh, hey, that's a creative idea, though. Two birds with one stone.
I guess.
In fairness, Lori's was a little cheesy, too. She sat on a plywood cheesy rainbow with a balloon tied to her finger, and she's saying, got the world on a string,
sitting on a rainbow. So cheesy.
Yeah, it was great.
So you go for it, you know? You gotta just go full cheese.
Exactly.
Cheese. Yeah.
Entirely too much fun. In fact, so much fun. We need to take our final break and catch our collective breaths here. And when we come back, Ricky's top five in honor of distinguished young women, formerly known as Junior Miss. Caitlin Shook is with us, Julia Klontz. They're all obviously talking about their experience at Sandpoint High School and in this wonderful program. We'll continue with their number one and two right after this.
As a member of the Sandpoint business community since 1963, Lighthouse Foods is a proud supporter of Bulldog Sports. Since the beginning, Lighthouse has been committed to investing in and having a positive impact on its employees and the communities in which it operates. Proud to be 100% employee-owned, Lighthouse has been named Best Workplace and Best Innovative Manufacturer in Bonner County. Interested in starting a new career? Go online to lighthousefoods.com for a list of current job openings.
North Idaho's Radio and Parker Subaru are teaming up for the 4th annual Sandpoint High School New Car Raffle. Help Sandpoint High School students reach their goal with your purchase of new car raffle tickets. And on January 8th, you could be driving a new 2020 Subaru Crosstrek Premium. Last year, students raised over $58,000. Get your $5 new car raffle ticket from any Sandpoint High School student. Sponsored by Parker Subaru and North Idaho's Radio.
Flex those four-legged friends with daily stimulating activity. Your canine needs at least 60 minutes of exercise each day to maintain a healthy mind and body. Just like humans, physical activity actually helps dogs burn off nervous energy and reduce anxiety, making a calm and happy friend. Social interaction, food puzzles, and toys are other ways to create emotional wellness, and when your pet is happy, we tend to enjoy each other even more. Call us to learn more about how you can enrich your furry friend's life. North Idaho Animal Hospital, the only fear-free certified veterinary hospital in North Idaho.
Does your furry friend have a sixth sense on the day of his veterinary visit? Does he have white coat disease? Do the howls from the cat carrier send you into complete anxiety while you drive safely down the highway? Fear no more, we have all kinds of tricks up our sleeve to make your hospital visit calm and perhaps even fun. At North Idaho Animal Hospital, we try to take the pet out of petrified. Before you leave your home, call us for ideas on how to make the next visit a dream coming true. North Idaho Animal Hospital, the only fear-free certified veterinary hospital in North Idaho.
Let's face it, there hasn't been much to smile about lately. I mean, heck, I hadn't seen my smile in weeks. Until I went to Northern Quest. There's plenty there to put a smile on any face. Millions in jackpots every month, great food at Epic, cigars at Legends of Fire, and top shelf drinks in the lounge at Massalo's. I mean, sure, I was a little rusty at first, but smiling is just like riding a bike. Except, well, I guess with your mouth. Northern Quest. Now playing, now paying.
Whether you're into outdoor adventure, want to freshen up your home decor, or need to find the perfect gift, Windfall has it all at Northern Quest. Shop iconic brands like Filson, Pendleton, Danner Boots, Hobo, Costa, and more in a beautiful modern space. Even use your Camas Rewards card to redeem points for your favorite merchandise or earn points on every purchase. Windfall, a unique shopping experience. Only at Northern Quest. See more at windfallnq.com.
North Idaho's Radio, 97.1 FM and 1450 and 1400 AM.
All right, we are back. Our final segment here for Ricky's Top 10 North Idaho Wednesday. And again, I want to thank Camille Neuter, the reason we're doing this show, all about Idaho Distinguished Young Women. She was our first guest. In case you missed that portion, she was the equivalent of Junior Miss. They now call it the Distinguished Young Women at Sandpoint High School last year as a junior. And this year as a senior, we'll be representing the state of Idaho at the Nationals. So congratulations once again to her. And I was really impressed with her.
Yeah, really impressed.
Just very intelligent and just charming. And yeah, she's just got everything going for her. Mm-hmm. Ricky, it's your top five here with Caitlin Shook and Julia Klontz. Top five favorite moments you guys had while you were in that situation. And it's your number two.
My number two. And as you mentioned before, and this is something that I constantly brag about, I actually was going to wear I still have my name tag that says that I am the 2001 Spirit Award winner. I was going to wear it today and I forgot to grab it this morning.
It every day.
It's in my jewelry section of my closet. Yeah,
that's amazing. Perfect.
From 40 years ago.
Okay, Dad. If you make me sound old, it just makes you sound older.
I can't hear you.
But yeah, this was something that entirely, because I never took it seriously, which is why I think I won. But this took me entirely by surprise. I would never planned on winning anything. And they called my name, and it's genuinely, this is part of why I want to watch the video again. I was genuinely shocked that they said my name. And I was like, what? Yeah, it was a great moment for me. kind of one of those aha moments, as Oprah puts it, that like I can entertain people just by being myself.
Yeah, which see, it was fun. Confidence.
Yeah, exactly. I really did. Yeah. And I remember being at rehearsals and just being, you know, the typical obnoxious teenage jokester that I was. and I guess it paid off because I got the Spirit Award.
Didn't we all vote on that, or did the judges?
No, you guys all voted on
that. Yeah, that's right.
I know.
Did you win a scholarship?
I did. I got it was a $200 scholarship or something. It was
in a case of beer.
Yes. Yeah. It was a gift certificate for a keg, but
oh my gosh, from Dairy Depot.
Yeah.
Really knew what the Spirit Award meant.
Julia.
It's just so funny, again, how opposite we are, because I remember signing up thinking, I will only do this if I can find out exactly what needs to happen for me to walk away with a prize.
Like different people.
She's a little competitive.
And in my mind, and I've been working on it in my adulthood, but like doing things for the sake of just doing it is just a foreign concept in my head. Right. Like, there's got to be a goal, like something.
I have to win something.
Yeah, it's just so amazing. You're amazing.
Doing things for the sake of doing it is literally what I do every day of my life. I've never thought that I was winning anything.
That's why you're my best friend. Even me out a little bit.
Yeah.
But my number two was the talent portion. For one, not only doing mine, and again, it totally pushed me out of my comfort zone because I can't sing. You don't want to hear that. And I cannot dance for the life of me. That's a fun joke. So I was really torn. Like, I kind of played the drums, but there was another incredible girl participating who was a great drummer, and she did a full Stephanie Bell just kill it on her drum set.
She
like stood up on her stool at the end. It was amazing. So I knew I can't compete with that. So I called on a friend of mine who is a choreographer. Mm-hmm. I mean, she was a senior in high school, but she was a choreographer. And she helped me choreograph a sort of dance, like hip-hop routine, using a basketball for half of it. And then I roll the ball off stage, and then I use a volleyball for the other half.
Nice.
And doing like tricks and setting the ball, lay down my back, like setting between my legs. And
I have to see this.
Yeah.
It was so much fun to learn and so much fun to do, and something I'd never even dreamed I was capable of, but I had rhythm and I could dribble a basketball and handle a volleyball. So it like, she just pulled it all into one, which speaks very highly of Kelly Peters, because she was 17 at the time and threw it all together for me. But
that's huge.
So that I think was like one of my favorite takeaways was, whoa, I can do something on a stage.
Yeah.
And do it really well. At least I thought I did it well. I don't know if anyone else did, but.
Well, I don't know how yours felt, but when we were in it, it was only somebody who was a musician that ever won. Like, we just knew whoever played the violin was going to win the talent.
The pianist.
Exactly.
No, it was piano.
Oh, piano.
No, it was violin.
I thought it was.
It's Katie Yamet.
Right. Yeah. Always. Every year.
Yeah, the violin always wins.
Well, and so what we were talking about on break two is the year that I participated. We had such a large number that I had to do my talent two times. Mm. So we did. Everyone, the whole 40 girls participated, and then they picked top 10, and those top 10 had to do it again. Yeah. So I had, you know, literally sweating through my shirt. I think I changed my shirt like five times going onto the stage, and then I made it through, and I was so excited, and then I got picked for top 10, and I had to do it again.
Oh, geez.
I was like, this is like torture. This is not how these should run. But
do you remember what talent won for your year?
She wore rain boots with an umbrella and sang Singing in the Rain.
No. Oh, who was that? I remember watching it, and now I can't remember.
Cassie Fiedler's daughter.
Oh, Callie Fiedler.
Callie Fiedler.
Gosh, and she was a sweet, sweet kid.
Yeah.
I think I'm calling BS. Lori should have won if that's the criteria.
Well, did they have a violinist? And,
I'm sure she's very sweet.
Yeah. Kaylin, you're number two.
I am going to echo Julia's with meeting new gals. Because it was, I had, you know, you have your little cliques in high school, but getting to spend that much time with a whole bunch of different girls from different groups, and it was cool. And I remember all getting along pretty well.
Yeah. And it was people that we never normally hung out with at all. Like, we knew them, obviously, but never were friends.
Yeah, and I remember liking everybody.
Yeah.
It was really cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Good one. Speaking of one.
My number one, I think it kind of echoes all of this, but sort of just the overall experience. This was so out of my comfort zone. And You know, as we grow up, and obviously we've remained friends, next fall it'll be 30 years that the Shook twins and I have been friends. But as you grow up and go through school and stuff, you sort of distance, you know, you kind of go through phases where you're not always as tight as you always were. And so just getting this experience with Lori and Caitlin and my friend Krista, and it just sort of like had this like shared experience that we can always look back on, and we did that together.
You know,
I don't know. I had the foresight back then to do it, you know?
Yep. I couldn't agree more, because thinking about this week, Kelsey French, who that's her maiden name, but she did this with me. And for her, she was kind of in my shoes. She was always kind of a jock. We played basketball together. And I remember you do an opening number with the whole group. All 40 of us are on stage. And her and I were side by side off to the left. And we were standing there behind the curtain right before they pulled it. And I looked at her and I said, should we leave? Because the door to leave was right there, just to the left. And she said, I was just thinking that.
Oh my God.
And no joke, we were holding hands and turning to leave when the curtain opened. And so we both stopped, and then we did it. And I still like get chills thinking about it, because it was that, like, I will never forget that moment looking in her eyes for the rest of my life. Like, let's bounce. And then we stayed, and we both did it, and we did great. So, nice.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I agree with your number one. I like it.
Thank you. What's your number one?
My number one actually was the interview question. So the poise, I think, Caitlin, is that what it's
called? Presence and composure.
There you go. Were you, you know, I had to put on the heels that I could not walk in and wear the borrowed dress that I had. And so uncomfortable. But then you get these list of questions about a week ahead of time, and there's like 15 or 20. And they say, we'll ask you one of these. You don't know which one it is. So the first round, I did the interview, and they asked me about some random, like, government question, and I nailed it because that was like my specialty. But then the second round, they asked me what was the hardest thing I've ever had to go through and what did I learn from it? And I had in my head to talk about some sort of sport thing, maybe a volleyball struggle or whatever. But as soon as they asked, I looked down and I locked eyes with my dad in the crowd. And just like you were saying with yours, I just spoke from the, I mean, it was just totally off the wall. I spoke from the heart. And I told the entire town of Sandpoint how about my parents' divorce, and my mom left. And not only did she leave out of the blue from our perspective, but then moved down to California, and it was just my dad and I, and what do we do? And that he rose to the occasion, and, you know, I was trying to hold it together, but tears in my eyes. And anybody that I could see in the crowd was sobbing. Every female I could see was sobbing. The girls on the stage were all crying. You can see it in the video.
Bob Woody got a lot of phone numbers after that.
Well, especially Stephanie Gregg. I turned around, and you're not supposed to like interact with each other, and she ran up to me and hugged me. I mean, it was just such an incredible moment where I got to kind of like express my gratitude to my dad for everything he did over those years. He filled both shoes. And to this day, I still, every Mother's Day, give him a Mother's Day card and a Father's Day card. So that was something I will never forget ever. And I still have the videos, and I watch them probably once a year because
I want to watch it.
Oh. Hey, Caitlin, top that.
I know. I won't. Wah, wah, wah. Yeah, that's beautiful.
But I do think
we have 1 minute left in the show. So.
Mine is camaraderie.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember feeling that competitive or thinking that I have to beat these girls. It was all just like, we're in this together. Let's have fun.
I'd be curious if there was a Julia in our class that we didn't realize. Like, somebody was like, I have to win this.
Lindsay Farwell, who won.
Oh, I could see that. Yeah.
What's funny, though, is once I got into it, I didn't look at the other girls as competitors. Like, I signed up for it thinking about it that way. And then once you're in the room with the girls, I was like, okay, you're my teammate. Like holding Kelsey's hand, like, we got to get through this together. Otherwise, I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So it changes. Yeah. It's an incredible experience that even if you think you can't do it, just give it a shot. Because
camaraderie, man.
Yeah, man.
So that's what Junior Miss was all about for these guys. And now known as Distinguished Young Women, want to thank Caitlin and Julia and, of course, Ricky for doing the show today. And Camille Neuter for joining us, who once again, not only representing Sandpoint High School, but the state of Idaho and going to Nationals in Distinguished Young Women. Thanks, guys, for being on the show. And that was really a lot of fun.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for being our dad.
Anyway, tomorrow I'm back in here, North Idaho Thursday. Ken Hunt from VFW is with us. I think we have a segment with the Elks. And Darcy Smith from the Bonner County Fairgrounds will join us, talk about a Halloween party that they're putting on. But that's it for today. Until tomorrow, I'm Bob Witte, and we'll see you later.